loses, has the record for most grand finals lost.
That was Fox Sports presenter Adam Peacock. Losing two grand finals are hard, but three brings a whole new meaning. With the A-League grand final now less than a week away, the pressure not to be the first club in the A-League to lose three grand finals start to loom large over Adelaide United and Western Sydney Wanderers. The game is going to play at Adelaide Oval, in front of what might be a full house with 30,000 tickets bought already.
I booked my tickets the minute they went on sale. I was sitting in the passenger seat of a car on my phone trying to get through, and so I will absolutely be there.
That's Justin. He's been supporting Adelaide since the club formed. He was there eagerly watching as his side lost two A-League Grand Finals and Asian Champions League final. He believes Sunday's game is make or break.
Probably the biggest game the club's ever faced, and I include the Asian Champions League final in that. It's just one, we just have to win it. If the club wants the respect of the city, which is a tough city to break into, given how much it's an AFL stronghold, we can't be a three-time loser or a four-time loser and expect fans to, the wider community to respect the team if we can't deliver.
The pressure's on Adelaide to make up for the past, but how important is home field advantage in this grand final?
Well, our fans play a massive role in the club's success, and I have heard players like Clint Bolton, for example, talking about how he always hated going to Adelaide.
Well, that was specifically Hindmarsh Stadium.
Clint Bolton's played a number of times at Hindmarsh. It's not the most pleasant of atmospheres he's played in his career.
It's a really intense atmosphere. The crowd feels like it's right on top of you. And at times, it's just they're just a rabid bunch that's constantly, especially as a goalkeeper, obviously when you're sort of the closest onto the crowd. And I've had plenty of things, thrown to me. But when you're losing, when you're behind, as the away team at Hindmarsh, it was just, it almost became suffocating, that place. And it was always difficult to actually get back in the game. But obviously it's Adelaide Oval.
While Hindmarsh is intimidating to play at, will the move to Adelaide Oval change the face of the game? Does the venue matter?
We saw last year with last year's grand final how a football purpose stadium, how intense the atmosphere was, how it's football. Obviously you lose something by going to these bigger stadiums.
But what's it like to prepare for a grand final? What do people do in the lead up to the season defining game?
The best advice I got was from Frank Farina when back in 1997, Brisbane Strikers, and he just said to us, look, just enjoy the week, soak it up. There's plenty of appearances. There's plenty of fans at training sessions. So just enjoy it. Just enjoy it. We did that, and there was just this real release of pressure.
Western Sydney just coming off like one of the greatest comebacks in potentially A-League history.
It is the greatest comeback. Oh, it's immense, confidence-wise. I think as soon as that whistle goes, you have a period where, in that type of game, you have a period when you're the winning team that is just immense relief, satisfaction, excitement, all in one. But it dissipates pretty quickly because you realise what's at stake next weekend. Your focus shifts to next weekend pretty quickly, and then you reflect on the game you just had, and you realise there's a lot of issues to fix.
What are the issues that need fixing? Adam Peacock thinks if they're not resolved soon, the Wanderers won't be lifting any silverware.
If they make those mistakes against Adelaide, they're not scoring four goals against Adelaide to win the game in the last hour. Sure, it's a massive boost to have the greatest ever comeback in A-League history and has that as the springboard to go into the grand final, but they've got a few things to sort out and they can't afford to make those same mistakes.
But what do Wanderers fans think?
Who do we sing for? We sing for Wanderers. Who do we sing for? We sing for Wanderers. Whoa!
That's Pablo. He tells me why he believes the championship is Western Sydney bound.
Well, we've done it before. Like, we had to travel to Riyadh in the second leg to secure the title. Now, if you can do it there in front of 62,000 Al Hilal fans, and believe me, I was there. I was one of the 11 fans in the group that went there. and that was just amazing. If we can do it there, we can do it in Adelaide.
While Western Sydney's comeback last week was important and potentially history-making, Adelaide have been on a run of their own.
Jeez, what Adelaide's done, you think about it, 27 rounds, 8 rounds in, that's almost a third of the way through the season, bottom of the table, to then go on and be top of the table I don't think it's been done in Australian sport.
But how does it feel to be there, on the pitch at the final whistle, winning a grand final? Clint talks me through their emotions.
Oh, different for different stages of your career. You know, I was fortunate to win 4, and my last one was a more difficult period for myself personally. This is Sydney FC, 5th season, and, you know, I was leaving the club. I knew that before the grand final, so I put myself under a huge, huge amount of pressure personally, and when that final whistle went in that one, after the penalty shootout, it was just, I was exhausted, absolutely just mentally drained. It was the only time I've actually wept or shed a tear in the moment of a grand final, purely because I was spent. And it was more, I don't know, because you're more a senior player, one of the bigger players at that stage, you know, personally I felt the pressure a lot more to actually perform on the big occasion. So just that whole thing, just, you know, it just, when the moment comes, it's just finally this weight off your shoulders, but you're just exhausted.